This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. Hey, Katie.
Yes, Mommy.
Oh, you're such a good girl. I have to have a talk with you, okay?
Okay.
So I need your full attention, and because this is kind of a big deal. So come sit by Mommy.
And okay, Mommy.
Yes, and you're such a big girl now. You're 8 years old. I mean, this is why Mommy thinks I should have this talk with you, because I think you're ready for it. Okay. So, you know how Mommy's told you that I work from home for a company, like a store, and there's times where I have to go in my bedroom and close the door, and I tell you to be really quiet because I have, you know, meetings?
Yeah, I always do such a good job at being quiet then too, Mommy.
Yes, you do. You're always so quiet for me. Now, there's a reason, and it's not because Mommy has meetings at her work. I actually have a whole different other job that I've kept a secret from you, because you were so young and I just didn't think you would understand what Mommy does. So Mommy's real job is I'm what's called a phone sex operator. And I know those are like big words that you might not know, but basically men, like grown men, pay Mommy and they pay to talk to me on the phone. And I know you know what sex is. So what happens is Mommy just says all these kinds of things that makes them feel good. So does all that make sense so far?
What kind of things do you say, Mommy?
Well, it just depends on the type of man that Mommy's talking to, but we'll get into that. It's an art, if you will. And so the other thing that Mommy does is I make things called audios that are basically just Mommy talking into her microphone, giving stories that are naughty. And it's just kind of like an audio book, like listening to a book in your ears. But it's a naughty story about sex. And so does that make sense to you?
Yeah, so it's like when you read me a story, but for grown-ups?
Exactly. That's exactly it. See, you're so smart. Now, and I'm very sorry that I had to, I guess, lie to you all this time, because I just didn't think you would understand Mommy's job until now. And I have this idea. I really would love to, like, get you into the business of what Mommy does. And what I mean by that is you could do phone calls and audios with Mommy, or just like Mommy, and you can help make men feel good. Does that sound like something you might want to do?
That could be fun. I always like dressing up and pretending to be you, so this would kind of be like the same thing, huh, Mommy?
Yes, and you know, I would, of course, I'm going to help you every every step in the way because I want you to be really good at it, like mommy's good at it. And I'm going to have to teach you a lot of things because while you are very smart, there's a lot of things you don't know. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. So let's review because I know I taught you about sex already because I wanted you to know, you know, like I wanted you to learn about sex from me and not silly little kids at school or on the internet. And I also wanted you to be aware. So if something ever happened to you in real life, you would know that someone shouldn't be touching you in your special princess parts. So you already know all about that, how girls have their little cunnies and boys have peepees, penises. And when a boy and a girl love each other, they pretty much put their peepees together and have sex. And that's how babies are made. So what phone sex is really talking about the details of that. So, for example, how would you describe your cunny?
I don't know, mommy. it's my princess parts.
Mm-hmm. And like, what does it look like and feel like?
Oh, well, it's really soft and it's nice and smooth. And the little lip thingies, those aren't puffy.
That's right. And how about that little hole?
My little cunny hole.
Mm-hmm.
That, I touched it one time and it felt really good, mommy.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, I was curious.
That's a good girl. That's totally normal. And see, whenever you get to talking to men, they're going to want to know all about your honey, because see, mommy talks to a lot of men, grown men, that are daddies, and they really, really like to talk about little girls your age and even younger, sometimes a little older too. And so that's why I think that you would be so good to train into the business, because let me tell you, little Katie, I talk about you'll probably laugh at this. I talk about your cunny all the time with men that call me.
You do? What, yes. What do you say, mommy?
Well, I tell them what it looks like how you described it. And I tell them how I would love to see their, and here's a word that you might not know, I would love to see their cocks. And that's their pee-pees. I would love to see their cocks inside of your little hole. And that always makes them very excited.
But I thought that boy pee-pees or or cocks, that they were bigger.
They are. Usually very, very like a boy your age compared to a grown man that mommy talks to on the phone, way, way bigger. But that's why men love to think about little girls, because their holes are so tiny. Like your hole is way tinier than mommy's. And so I think that men would love to put their cocks inside of mommy, but they would much rather put it inside your little hole, because just it makes it feel better. And it's something that's called taboo. Can you say that word?
Taboo?
Mm-hmm. And taboo is basically things you're not supposed to talk about. Like, if I were to say, don't look at mommy's boobs, what are you going to want to do?
I'm going to look at your boobies, mommy.
Yes. And it's just a psychological thing. When someone says, don't do something, a lot of people want to do it. And so that's what pretty much taboo is. It's forbidden sex. Like, if you had a brother, if you and your brother had sex together, that's very taboo. Or if your daddy wanted to kiss you or have sex with you, that would be very taboo. Isn't that funny to think about family members having sex together?
It really is. Is that something that I'm allowed to do?
That's a very good question. Maybe we'll talk about that down the road. But for today, I want you to know the words. And let me teach you another word. This word is called incest. Can you say that word?
Incest.
Yes. Incest sex is where you have sex with your family members. Like, you and I could have incest sex. Even though mommy doesn't have a cock, we could still have girl-on-girl sex. Like, I taught you how some people are gay. Some girls like other girls, and that's okay. But that's what incest is. And sometimes guys really, really like to talk about incest as well. So
they like to talk about incest with little girls, like their daughters.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh. Mm-hmm. How does that make you feel? I know your daddy hasn't been in the picture for a very long time, but let's say you did have a daddy here with mommy. And how would that make you feel if your own daddy wanted to touch your little cunny?
Well, I'd want to make him feel good and make him happy. And it sounds like taboo incest sex would make him really happy.
Yes. I'm so proud of you using those big words. Taboo incest sex. Okay. So this is good. We're getting to some very themes that mommy will talk about a lot on the phone, but here's some more extreme things, okay? And I don't want you to get scared. I don't want you to think that men are gross. Actually, ladies, like mommy, really likes stuff like this too. And I think you'll learn to love them as well. We'll see. But we've already covered the age thing. So mommy talks to a lot of men that like to call themselves pedophiles. Have you ever heard that word, baby?
Just on the TV, but I don't know what it means.
And here's another thing. It's very, very important that you never talk about what me and you talk about tonight, okay? Never, ever. It's just, this is just a business. Like, I mean, you're going to have a job, sweetie. Doesn't that sound fun? A job at 8 years old?
Yeah. I'm going to be such a big girl, mommy.
Yes. You just can't tell anyone because people just wouldn't understand and they would think that mommy's being a bad mommy. And I'm not being a bad mommy, aren't I?
No, you're always the best mommy in the whole wide world.
Oh, you're such a good girl. Now, so pedophile, to most people, it's a very dangerous word. Like, pedophiles usually go to jail, and pedophiles are, people think they're disgusting. But in mommy's world, pedophiles are not bad. They're secret pedophiles. It's like a secret that they have. So men will have this very special secret inside where they want to have sex with little girls. Because, okay, mommy's getting ahead of herself, because pedophile is just a person. It can be a man or a woman that's attracted to children. So kids your age, boys or girls or both. And so mommy talks to a lot of secret pedophiles, and they just, like I said, they just like the taboo aspect of it. And they're very, very attracted to little girls that are your age. So does that make sense?
Yeah. And then you talk with them and you make them feel good, mommy.
Oh, yes. They feel very, very good. Very good. And it really helps them too, because it allows them to, because they have to keep it a secret. You know, they have to hide it. And so with people like mommy, they can just let it all out and loose, and they feel really good to do that. And I'll tell you a secret.
What's that, mommy?
So when I talk to pedophiles and they talk about how they think children are so sexy and how they want to have sex with children like you, mm-hmm. it makes mommy feel good too. It's very sexy to me.
Oh, wow. So I make you feel good, mommy?
Mm-hmm.
Or talking about little girls makes you feel good?
Yes, definitely. Because I think mommy has a little secret side, a secret pedophile side as well. Because I'm telling you, there's a lot of times that mommy talks about you to her favorite pedophiles. We talk about how pretty you are and how mommy should be training you already to be a pedophile princess.
Like how you always say that I'm your princess, but
yeah.
For pedophiles to love mm-hmm. me too.
Yes. And that's all they want to do, is just love on you and make you feel good. But here's what I wanted to warn you about. So there's some pedophiles, most of them, they might want to get a little bit rough. And what I mean by rough is, I mean, you're so tiny. You're what? Like, gosh, I think you're like 60 pounds now, maybe. You're so light and so short and tiny. And your little cunny hole is so tiny, where a man is huge, right? Like three mm-hmm. times your size at least. And so when they have sex with you, it feels so good to them that they just kind of want to like lose control. Like, you know, when you're eating really good ice cream and you want to eat it really, really fast.
Mm-hmm. That's always the best. Although you always tell me to slow down, mommy.
Yes. So that's how it is for them, because when they think about being with a girl that's as tiny as you and as pretty as you, it makes them want to push their cocks inside of you harder and faster. And, you know, another word that I need to teach you as well is the word rape. Can you say that word?
Rape.
Yes. So legally, any man or woman that would have sex with a child would go to jail because it's illegal, because it's rape, because you're too young to consent.
So what does consent mean, mommy?
That's a very good question. Consent is like basically saying yes or no. So if I say, Katie, do you want to go to the mall? What would you say?
I'd say, yes, mommy, I do.
So you consented to wanting to go to the mall. So the law says that children your age cannot consent to sex. And honestly, I'm going to tell you the truth. Mommy thinks that it should be the parents' decision. How do you feel about that?
I think that mommy knows me best. So you should get to say if I can or not. Mm-hmm. And I think that you should say yes.
That's a very good girl. I mean, you're so pretty and there's men that think you're so gorgeous. Doesn't all that attention sound so great?
Yeah, it makes me feel really special and pretty, mommy.
Exactly. So, you know, you'll see whenever you start doing phone calls, a lot of men like to hear rape. So, for example, when I talk about when I have guys pretend they get to have sex with you, we say that we're raping you and that mommy will help the man rape you. And that's just a very sexy thing they like to hear. So can you actually practice that? Like if a man were standing right in front of you, and like, how would you say that you would want him to have sex with you, but using the rape word?
So would I say something like, I really want you to rape me?
Yes.
Is that how I'd say it?
Exactly. Yes. Especially if you were very, very sweet and polite and said, please, will you rape me?
Pretty, please, will you rape me?
Yes. Yes. See, men would love that. And mommy would probably say something like, please rape my daughter. And they would just have to do it because they want to. And it sounds so sexy to them. So let me think. Oh, another word, one of mommy's favorite words, is the word molest. Can you say that word for me?
Molest.
Mm-hmm. Molest is basically just when men want to touch a young girl's body. So imagine if a man were in the room with us and you had all your clothes off and he was just putting his hands and rubbing you all over, even between your legs. That would be called molesting. He would be molesting you. Doesn't that sound fun?
Yeah, because that would feel good, mommy.
Yes. Yes, because he would want you to feel good. You know how you said that you touched your cunny?
Mm-hmm.
And it felt good? Well, yeah. Men know how to touch your cunny even better.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I want that then, mommy.
Yeah. Good. I'm telling you, you're going to be so good at this job. You're already doing such a good job. Wow. So
thank you, mommy.
Now, to get even more, there's some other things that I'm worried that might freak you out a little bit. I don't know. Maybe you won't. We'll see. Now, there's some like rougher things that some guys like when they're talking about children. And one of them is men like the idea of peeing, like their pee-pees peeing on your body and your mouth. Just all over, and that makes them feel good to just pee on you. How does that make you feel?
Well, I thought we were just supposed to go potty in the bathroom, mommy.
It's true, but we call that being kinky, and some adults really like pee play. That's what it's called, pee play, where, you know, either a man or a woman takes pee in their mouth or on their body, and basically the things that you need to know are that you would want to take anything that comes from a man's cock because he's a pedo daddy. Oh, there's another word I need to tell you. Pedo is short for pedophile. So when I get you on the phone, you'll call all men pedo daddies, okay?
Okay, mommy.
Yes. And that just means they're your special daddies. And so anyways, you'll want to take anything that comes from pedo daddy's cock, even his pee. And you'll want to talk about how warm it is and how good it tastes. And sometimes phone sex and doing audios can be like being an actress, like on a movie. So let's, yeah. And I know you like to play pretend and be an actress. So let's see if you can practice if a man said he wanted to give you his pee, or he might say piss, and you're allowed to say naughty words, you can say piss. How would you tell him that you wanted it?
I'd say, I want you to pee all over me, pedo daddy. And that I like how warm it feels when it gets all over my face and my body. Like, yes. That, mommy.
Oh, it's so good, baby girl. The only thing I would say is just add in, pedophiles like to, they'll want to hear your age a lot and how smooth and hairless your body is, because you know how mommy has to shave her legs. So yucky.
Mm-hmm.
Men love that about little girls, that they're so smooth and hairless. So anytime you can include your age or how tiny and smooth you are, they will love that.
So I should let them know that I'm only 8 years old?
Oh, yes. All the time. As much as you can.
And they'll like that they're getting to pee on an 8-year-old?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yes. Now, how about, can you describe what it might feel like if pedo daddy were to pee on your princess parts?
Well, I think it would feel really good, mommy, if it was on my 8-year-old Cunny, because it's so smooth and puffy, and I'd feel the, you know, it falling on me, and it would get all over, and I think it would tickle a little, mommy.
It's so good. You're so good at this already, you know that?
Am I, mommy?
Very, very good. Now, here's another very extreme one. I mean, this is super extreme. So, and just remember, sometimes it's all just playing pretend, okay? Now, some pedophiles really, really love the idea of a girl like you having sex. And another word I'm going to teach you is, so let's back up for a minute, because you definitely need to know this word. So let's practice a basic word. I'm going to give you all the permission to use the word fuck. I want you to say really? Fuck, 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 fuck over and over.
Fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck.
Yes. Now, fuck is a word that adults use when they're having sex. So if pedo daddy were having sex with you, he would be fucking you. Make sense?
Yeah. Okay. He'd be fucking a little 8-year-old girl.
Oh, yes. Good girl. Yes. Now, some pedophiles love the idea of an 8-year-old girl like you getting fucked by a dog. like a really cute dog.
Like a little puppy?
Bigger.
Or like a big puppy.
Yeah, big puppy. And I know that sounds crazy, but again, it goes back to taboo. It's forbidden for people to have sex with animals, right? It's like silly, but it's very sexy. And so dogs are actually very, very horny. And horny is a word we use when someone wants to have a lot of sex. And dogs are actually quite horny. Very horny. And there are ladies that really do have sex with their dogs.
And it feels just like it would with a pedo daddy?
Similar, but I think it's even way different, because dogs have, like, I showed you like a diagram of what a man's peepee look like when I taught you about sex. So like a dog's is long like that, but they have this thing called a knot at the very base that's very, very wide. And when they get that thing in a hole, you get stuck in there until the dog is done.
Oh.
Yeah. And so when you talk to men, they would love to hear you be excited about the idea of our pet dog fucking you. And they would love you to be excited about that and horny for it. And really just talking about how you want your dog to knot you. That's what it's called when that thick thing gets in there. Knot. Like a
to knot me. Knot.
Not, yeah, like a K-N-O-T, not. Mm. And another thing I need to teach you about, which I know I taught you when I taught you about sex, but, you know, men, when they really get to feeling good with sex, they have something called cum. And cum is this gooey stuff. It's white and sticky and gooey that just shoots out the tip of their cock. And that's what makes girls pregnant. And dogs can do the same thing. So, but dogs come a lot. I mean, they shoot and shoot and shoot their cum so much. So, what do you think about all that?
I think that it sounds taboo, mommy.
Yeah.
And but I think it sounds really fun too, because I like playing with dogs, and it mm-hmm. always makes me really happy, mommy.
Yes. Oh, and see, pedo daddies would love to hear that you're such a horny girl that you would even love for your dog to fuck you. Can you practice saying that?
That I want my dog to fuck me while my pedo daddy watches.
Yes. Or even pedo daddy might want to take his cock and put it inside of your mouth.
Oh.
Yes, because your mouth is a nice warm and wet hole as well. See, men just like to put their cocks into wet holes, whatever hole they want, really.
And then I would say yes, because you never say no to mommy or daddy.
Exactly. When you are talking with a pedophile on the phone, he is always in charge. And our job as a phone sex operator is to give him everything he wants. So if he wants to do something like stuff his cock deep inside your mouth to where you were choking, you'd have to be very happy for him to do that. Even if it doesn't sound fun.
Well, so far, everything that you taught me sounds pretty fun, Mommy.
Really?
Yeah, even though I don't know, you know, all of it yet, it sounds pretty fun, Mommy, especially if you like doing all this stuff too.
Let's see, you really are a horny little girl, aren't you? Now let me show you something. I have something called a dildo, which is a fake cock. And just so you can see what a real grown-up man's cock looks like. So look at this dildo. Wow, look at it.
Wow, it's really big, Mommy.
Yes. Can you imagine that going in any of your holes?
I think, well, it's so big and I'm so little.
Yeah.
And I kind of, could I try to put it in my mouth just to see if it would even go?
Yes, absolutely. It's in there. Very good, girl.
Did I do a good job, Mommy?
Amazing. You look so gorgeous sucking on cock.
Now I know that I'm big enough.
And you know, men will love to hear you do that on the phone, too.
They'll love to hear me suck on dildos.
Yes. Or your fingers, but definitely dildos.
And then they'll think that it's their cock.
Exactly. Oh. They'll love to hear you say that I'm imagining that this dildo is your pedophile cock.
I like that, Mommy.
You want attention from pedophiles already?
I do. I love attention. And I want to make pedo daddies and pedophiles really happy. And I want them to think about my little 8-year-old tidy body, Mommy.
Good girl. Oh my gosh. You are going to be, this is going to be amazing. Now let me ask you something because I'm very curious. I didn't think this would happen, but you've got me wondering. Have you felt a little tingle between your legs while we've been talking about all this?
Maybe.
Do me a favor. Just put your hand in your little panties and find that little hole and show Mommy how wet you are.
It feels so good when I touch down there, Mommy.
Maybe Mommy will touch there one day.
Yeah. And it would feel even better because it always feels better when pedos touch little girls, you said.
Oh, very good, girl.
Look. Yeah. Look how wet my fingers are, Mommy.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to teach you a new word that just popped into Mommy's mind. So the word slut. Can you say that word?
Slut.
Sounds so cute coming out of your 8-year-old mouth. You are being such a good little slut. And slut means basically a good girl. So you're being a very good girl. And with pedophiles, I want you to always call yourself, you can say a kitty slut, a 8-year-old slut, a pretty little slut, a bad slut, anything. How about you practice?
I'm a pretty little slut. And I'm a good little slut that needs to be fucked.
So good. Now let's do a little practice, okay? And then we'll take a break from all this. And maybe I'll just introduce you to one of my favorite pedophiles. Aren't you excited about that? Can you imagine talking to one for the first time? A real pedo daddy?
I'm really excited about it, Mommy.
Okay, good. So I'm going to kind of give you an idea of what it would be like to talk on the phone with a pedo daddy. So you're going to pretend I'm a pedo daddy and you are my good little Katie, my good little slut who's 8 years old and a brand new kitty phone operator, or phone sex operator, okay?
Okay, Mommy.
Okay, so let's say you get on the phone and I ask you, and I'm pedo daddy. So, Katie, what are you doing right now?
I'm touching my cunny.
You are. Tell me what your little cunny looks and feels like.
Well, it's little because I'm only 8 years old. And it's pink and hairless, and it's nice and puffy, and it feels really good when I touch it.
You are a little slut, aren't you, Katie?
Yeah, I'm a good little slut.
Well, open your legs and let pedo daddy rape that little cunny.
Yeah, will you rape my little 8-year-old cunny, daddy?
Yes, I'm going to rape you, silly little girl. I'm going to rip your little
hole. Thank you, pedo daddy.
I'm going to rip your little hole open with this cock. Do you like cum, Katie?
I love cum.
I'm going to push it deep inside of you. You want my cum nice and deep?
Yeah, I want to be covered in it. And I want to have it deep inside of my cunny too.
And now I'm gonna be mommy for a moment, okay?
Okay.
I just realized I didn't teach you about something, that sometimes men want to stick their cocks inside your little butthole. That's
really
called anal sex.
Anal sex?
Yes, and so for you, you're going to want to call it your kitty asshole.
My kitty asshole.
And being a little anal princess.
And being an anal princess.
Yes, so I'm going to go back to pedo daddy again. What else can you give me, Katie?
I can give you my little kitty butthole.
You can take your anal virginity, little Katie.
Yeah, you can make me your little slut. Because I like being a bad little slut for my daddy. And for pedophiles.
Now beg for my cum, you little slut.
Can I please have your cum? Please, daddy? Will you please cover your little girl in it?
Yeah.
I want to be all hot and sticky. And I want to feel your warm cum all over my little 8-year-old body.
My goodness, Katie. You are natural. Oh my gosh, you sound just like Mommy.
Mommy says naughty things too then.
I do. I say very, very naughty things. And honestly, sweetie, this is just the surface. There's so much to teach you. But I am so proud of you. And I've never found you so much sexier than I have right now.
I like that, Mommy.
We're going to have a lot of fun with some pedo daddies.
Yeah, we are. They're going to teach me stuff too, I bet.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And mommy might just start taking pictures and filming you. How does that sound?
That sounds like fun, because then they'd get to see what a pretty and slutty little princess that I am for them, mommy.
And mommy can get you nice grown-up type outfits that makes you look like the prettiest little pedo princess ever.
I like that. I like that a lot, mommy.
You're such a good girl. You know what? For being such a good little slutty girl for mommy, I'm going to go make you a nice cold drink of chocolate milk and some goldfish for a snack. How does that sound?
Thank you, mommy. That sounds so good.